This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Let's go Wednesday with Doug Whaley. We call it Weekend with Whaley because we feel like our weekend starts when we get to see you, big guy, because it's all downhill.
Yep.
We get you for a full hour, so you do all the heavy lifting, and then tomorrow we got a Bostic. Friday's Friday. We're goofy. We got football, so weekend starts right now. How you doing?
With that intro, how could I not be doing great?
I'm jacked up. Mm-hmm. We got a lot to talk about, Doug. I don't know why I'm yelling. Doug brought to us by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. And Wednesday with Whaley brought to you by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, 4.75% on a 7-month CD with just $1,000 new money. Full details at AllegiantFCU.org. Before we dive headfirst into the football, because we got a lot of time for that with you, Doug, Austin Bechtold, I've never said this before, Austin Bechtold had a tweet that I totally agree with. You believe that?
No.
First of all?
This is crazy.
He said, sweatshirts and shorts weather is the best weather around, except for summer and snow on Christmas Day.
There's a lot of exceptions.
There's some qualifiers there.
Sounds like the argument with Justin Fields. Always some qualifiers.
Oh, he wants to get back to football.
Yeah, he does. He's bringing it back in.
Here's what I'm saying. I agree with him, except I don't need the qualifiers. My debate is sweatshirt shorts weather better in the fall or the spring? And the only reason I say spring is because summer is a-coming.
That is true. That's a good way to put it.
But I'll take fall because a football is a-here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Very good.
Nothing better Saturday. Maybe you go outside, throw some brats on the grill. You're wearing a sweatshirt, maybe a jersey over top. Yeah. You got the shorts on, fire pit.
Mm-hmm. Buffalo chicken dip.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. We'll give you the same option we gave Ray Fittipaldo. You want to talk quarterback or you want to talk George Pickens?
Let's go Pickens first, and then we'll go quarterback.
Doug, there's no way they can give this guy $30 million at the end of the year, is there?
But you know what you were signing up for. That's why he was there in the second round. So no one should be surprised. I mean, seriously, why is anybody like surprised? This is a guy that talented to be there in the second round. There was an issue. Just like AB was in the fifth round. His talent didn't say fifth round. But everything that came around with AB was fifth round. Everything that came around with George Pickens wasn't even second round. Now that we're seeing the fruits of his labor or non-labor.
Yeah, it's the lack of labor.
Exactly. Right. So no one should be surprised. They took a gamble and it's not paying off. It showed some flashes. And that's when a guy like that, and that's the great seductress of talent. It's the Medusa theory. Him, the quarterback, they're going to seduce you with the talent. But at some point, you have to say, this talent isn't going to produce consistently to help us win. And that's where, but there's also, why not gamble with George Pickens on the second, in the second round? Why not gamble with Fields for a six rounder?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and see what happens. But when at some point you have to say enough is enough, like, all right, the talent's there, but the consistency and the production's not there. Or what we have to do to get him to produce in George Pickens, the coddleization, even if that's a word or not.
I like it.
It's just not worth it. So, or it is. I don't know. That's what those guys get paid the big bucks to make those decisions. Mm-hmm. But you also, you lay with dogs, you get fleas. So no one should be surprised.
What's your take on the load management comment that Mike Tomlin made about George Pickens and the reason why his rep count was down?
The follow-up question is, all right, who else is on load management? There it is. That's this follow-up question. Don't let him off the hook like, oh, yeah, that's great.
The one guy he mentioned was Cam, and Cam played 21 more snaps than he did. Now, I realize the Cowboys had more snaps and more time of possession, but still, 21 more snaps for
Cam's
the guy.
Cam's 35.
Yeah, he's 35.
All right, Cam, well, what about TJ? He's the one that should have the load management. You know what I mean? I mean, I get it, and I know he's got to try to cover CYA, but that load management, if that's for real and they're leaning into sports science, I would be like, oh, that's great. You're going to sports science. You're going to analytics. Let us know from now on, in the future, who else and why is the switch to not old school football, but now the new school sports science analytics. All right, so now we can get away from this 3 yards in a cloud of dust theory. You can't have it both ways.
Well,
just
and
be consistent.
Doran brought up a really good point earlier. Okay, if you're going to quote-unquote manage his load, why is he practicing on Wednesdays? Why isn't he one of the guys getting routine Veterans Days off?
Right.
So I think I would rather it be a George Pickens problem than they're actually thinking it's a good idea to take their best receiver off the field because they think it's going to what? Give them pay dividends?
It's a load of crap.
Yeah.
it really is.
Managing loads of crap.
You're going to take your best receiver off the field and minimize his reps on national television on primetime against the Dallas Cowboys whenever you need to win a football game and you know that Justin Fields thinks that, I mean, that is his number one option to really push the ball down the field and he's going to half-ass run routes and then his reps are diminished because you're trying to you're trying to make him last throughout the rest of the season?
And you have no number two.
Right.
That makes no sense.
Yes.
It makes no sense. Yes. They're saving him for when they're 8-8 and they need to win the ninth game to keep the non-losing season thing going on.
Yeah.
So they get in the playoffs or miss by just, another team's field goal. You were talking about drafting guys with some red flags.
Right.
Do you think they might change the way that they evaluate receivers? Because they found the talent.
Oh, yeah.
All the talent that they found, every one of these guys has had issues. I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster, TikToking on the field. I don't know that I need to go through the laundry list of these things, but they found talent. They've also found guys who have the propensity to blow up, mercurial things of that nature, if you will.
They won't because they have full faith. No, excuse me. Coach Tomlin has full faith in himself that he can reach these guys. And when you roll the dice, as many times as they've done, in the end, they've come out ahead more than they've come out behind. And the next step is, will they be able to cut bait at the appropriate time? And when is that appropriate time to cut bait with George Pickens? Because, hey, he's done some good things. But there's a time when, all right, you know what? The production doesn't equal the tolerance. And that's the key with anything in life. Whaley, words of wisdom, production equals tolerance. You produce at a high level, people will tolerate you.
Yeah.
You stop producing, people ain't tolerating you.
The thing that bothers me most about Pickens is it was his best game the week before.
Right.
He had 7 catches, over 100 yards, and then all it takes is, what, a quarter where it's not going his way and he loses his mind and stops running? That's alarming. I don't know if it's time to cut bait now. I don't think he's going to be a Steeler next year. Diana Russini reporting that perhaps he could be had. Jason Lockenfor on yesterday saying it wouldn't shock him if the Steelers parted ways with him in a trade. Would you be interested in something like that?
It all have to be on the return, because you're really depleting yourself for this year. And then if you're going to do that, then where are we going here? What is the identity that Justin Fields doesn't understand or know what they are? Then you really have no identity as an offense. I mean, it's run the rock and fire move. That's an easy team to defend. Where are you going with that? So I wouldn't see it happening this year. I think that's an offseason move.
How do you think this looks for Pickens on Sunday? This Sunday, well, let's put all everything in our basket. You got the load management thing. You have the theory that he got benched. You had the theory that the effort is you know, not great. What does it look like for Pickens against the Raiders in Vegas?
Oh, they're going to feed him the rock, and he's going to go off just like he did what was the last year, and he had that big game
against Cincinnati, bang, yeah, touchdown.
Yep. Yeah, I think Tomlin, after saying that. And just knowing Pickens and just knowing how they are, all right, everybody's doubting you. This is the time to show them why you're here. That's what I would tell if I was Tomlin. I'd go right into Arthur Smith. Everybody's doubting him. Why not feed him rock? Why not feed him the rock so we can find out about the quarterback and the receiver? Let's get some answers. Because the last thing you want to do is not find out and be in the situation after the season like, should we keep him or not? Should we keep Justin Fields or not? Throw it on the table and find out. That's the issue, though, when you try to win games compared to trying to build a championship team. Where we are.
I'm looking at pictures of Medusa right now. Pretty hot.
Exactly. Yeah, until you look at her.
I don't mind the snake thing, man. I think that kind of...
Yeah, you will. You turn into stone. If you look at her, you turn into stone. That's the premise.
Yes.
Part of me, anyway.
I don't mind the snake thing. Yeah, you'll be like this.
I'm basically immobile anyway, Dory. Is Justin Fields mobile enough to play on Sunday? We'll find out today, maybe, a little bit. Has Justin Fields done enough to keep his job? We'll talk about that coming up with Doug Whaley. Next, if you got questions for Doug, you can text in 412-928-9370. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at South Hills Kia.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
.net.
Justin was less accurate in the last game than he had been over the first four games. Is there something that Dallas was doing or something that just wasn't working?
I think the fact that he's a full participant is a door that's ajar. To say any more than that is to speculate, because he's got to get through the day. He's got to show up on Thursday and see where the roads lead us in terms of that. Like in all circumstances, I know I kind of say it in a blanket sort of way, but it legitimately is our approach to business. The limited participation guys, we let the amount of participation and the quality of that participation be our guide in terms of whether or not we include them and how much we include them as we push forward toward game time, and it remains the same at that position.
So Rush should be a full participant in practice today. The injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Before we get into the quarterback stuff, you guys ever seen a door open and said, that door is ajar?
Nope.
Any time in your life?
Nope.
No, never happened. Not you either, Whaley?
No.
No?
No, not at all.
Leanna, please close the door. It's ajar.
No, it's ajar. No.
I'm going to use that today. The back door is ajar. Our Guardian cameras tell us if the back door has been left open, but it doesn't say ajar.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Just a Tomlin thing. Fan Morning Show, by the by, brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. So it sounds like Justin Fields will be the guy this week, but it sounds like Russell Wilson will be the backup. What'd you think of Justin's last game, Doug? And do you think that Mike Tomlin, if things are going poorly for Justin in this game, might hand the keys over to Russell Wilson in-game?
Well, first of all, I'll answer the first question. It was a Justin Fields game. He's going to wow you with some throws, and he's going to miss the routine plays and can't, as Tomlin says, not make the routine plays routinely. And when it comes down to it, did he do enough to win? Some people would say yes, and it was on the defense. But to me, it wasn't one of those like, he's definitely not the reason we lost. There were some things where like, eh. But again, that goes along with the seductress of the talent again. You're always going to be like, ooh, I like that. We can get more out of that. But, oh, well, there's a reason why. Well, all offensive line, no receiving options. No, but the coaching, the same. Oh, oops. Oh, sorry about that. The same reasons they say he failed in Chicago. Now people are starting to say those same reasons here in Pittsburgh. No, not the talent around him as the receiving options. The offensive line stinks. The offensive coordinator doesn't utilize him the way he does. So after a while, when is it going to be like, hey, this guy is who he is? So to me, though, I still think he's done enough to earn the right to start and finish this game. Now, why Tomlin said ajar? Because he wants to see Russell Wilson come in and participate and see the next day, is he feeling okay that he can go day two and day three, and then slowly increase his reps with that number one unit to see if there's some chemistry, get him working with those guys. So I don't see, he'd have to have a tumultuous first half for him to pull him, because I just don't think that when they look at it, he gives them the best chance to win right now just because Russell Wilson hasn't been in there taking reps and playing and also coming after a practice and knowing that he can go day two and day three and day four.
If he does do that day two, day three, day four throughout practice, how do you think the rep distribution would be? Like, do you think that it could be 50-50, 60-40? Do you think that Russ will take a lot of the first-team reps or Justin will take a lot of the first-team reps?
I think it's going to go 75-25, and then maybe at the end of the week go 60-40 if things progress the way they look. But I'm saying Justin's going to take majority of the snaps all week. And then now, next week is when it's really going to – because obviously it depends on how he plays in against the Raiders and – they will definitely know that Russ is back 100%.
Is it enough just to win if you're Justin Fields? If he starts and finishes, is it just about winning, or does he have to win?
With style points.
Yeah.
Ooh. I think with this organization, it's just winning. It doesn't matter. If he wins and they win in spite of him, it doesn't matter because he's the winning quarterback. Yeah. But we all know, I think in my opinion, I think the biggest question now with Russ being healthy is we know the floor. And Justin's going to give you the floor of, all right, there's going to be some games where he lights it up and other games where you're like, but we'll give him some more. We know the floor. The question now that Russ is coming back is, will Russ elevate that floor?
Mm-hmm.
Can Russ elevate that floor? And do you want to take that gamble to see? Then the next question after that is, how quickly of a hook does Russ have if he starts?
Oh, man.
This is good stuff now for you guys.
Right.
Yeah, always got something to talk about.
And even coming out yesterday, you know, it was reported that Russ had been cleared for the past 2 weeks. Like, he's been cleared to play in practice. Why do you think they've taken the route of just building him up whenever he's already been cleared? Like, why? I mean, he was cleared 2 weeks ago. This is what the reporting says. If he's cleared 2 weeks ago, why is he just limited the last 2 weeks? Why is he now ramping up? Why hasn't he just been the backup quarterback? Why hasn't he competed to be the starter in you know, Mike Tomlin's mind?
I would say because they're giving Fields all the opportunity to take this job. Hey, it's a soft tissue injury. It's let's be extra cautious because we have time and because this guy's playing okay. You can have your cake and eat it too. And then Russ, you can just say, hey, Russ, with your age and with this type of injury, why not? It's early in the season. This guy's playing half decent. Not saying that you can't come in and do better, but let's make sure because the last thing we want you to do is come in for a game or two, pull it again, and then you're out. And then we have to go back to this guy, and we've kind of crushed his confidence. So I think it's just gamesmanship there.
I'm not looking forward necessarily to Russell Wilson playing at some point because I want to see how this continues to go with Justin Fields. But I am curious if and when Russ plays, if he can elevate what they've got because they don't got a lot. We look at the deep shots from this game, Doug. We've talked about this. It's to Connor Hayward. It's to Darnell Washington. It's to Van Jefferson. That's not a great cast of playmaking characters. Doesn't mean they're not useful or good players, but those shouldn't be your big play guys. Do you think Russ could elevate, and how big of an issue is the offense independent of quarterback right now?
Well, I'll say this. I think if you throw a Russ in, you will have a lot more answers to the questions on Justin Fields because if he can elevate, then it's okay. Russ is the mental quarterback, as in before the snap, he knows where to go and where to hit the open receivers, where to go and attack vacated zones, or when they're blitzing, blitz replace, hit the guy where the blitz is coming from, stuff like that that maybe Justin isn't as quick to do or knowledgeable to do. We'll find that out. Can he put the ball in places where guys can't drop it? Where guys make those plays. And that's what you do, and that's what you have to do when you have a quarterback, and especially a franchise quarterback, when you start paying them, that's why you pay them, because they put them in places where guys just can't drop the ball. And if they do, they're not on the team. As long as you can catch, you're going to be on the team, because he's going to put it in a place not only where you can catch it, but where you can make a play after the catch. And those are the differences between being a average quarterback to being a good quarterback and a good quarterback to a great quarterback. So that's what I'd like to see if Russ can do. And again, that answers your questions. If he can't do it and you see the same thing, well, go back to Justin and, all right, let's fix everything around Justin because that he's our guy.
If you're Justin Fields, like, let's get into his mind right now and say that, you know that Russ is healthy, you know he's going to be the backup quarterback, and you know that there's a possibility where if you don't play well, he could go in there and take that number one spot. If you're Justin Fields right now, do you think that you've done enough for the NFL to say, I am a starting quarterback? Or for the Steelers, for the future?
You'd have to say at 3-2, you've done enough to get another chance to prove that you can't be with your pedigree and what you've done. But also, if you look at it from not his standpoint, but from outside standpoints and evaluator standpoint, what's the take Justin Fields and his draft status away? That same talent and everything drafted in the third round, would he be given this many chances to prove that he is the guy? Medusa.
Quit bringing Medusa up. Turning to stone over
no,
here.
No, but you have to because of that. But I think so. For me, in the long term projection of the Steelers organization, if they want to compete for championships, find out about this guy. Let the reins off. And you may have to sacrifice. And I know people don't like me hear me saying this. And I know the Steelers don't want to do this. You may have to sacrifice a game or two to find out about the future. What's more important, another non-losing season, or building a foundation so you can win championships, not just playoff games?
Well, then they definitely told us what they think about George Pickens if they're thinking that way. If they're sacrificing, you know, for the future, clearly they don't think that George Pickens is the future because they didn't load management. Like, you want to see what you got. They didn't see that. On Sunday, they didn't want to.
Go play through it, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go play through it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't answer your last question. Justin Fields' mindset. This is where I struggle. Because any great player that you've been around, I've been around, or you've known at WVU, which aren't many.
Oh.
Every day they come in, they know they're the best.
Yeah.
No matter, you may doubt me. You may doubt me. The world may doubt me. I ain't doubting myself. Mm-hmm. I'm the man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get this, especially at that position. And if you have any doubts and the guy gets crushed confidence, you got your answer.
Mm-hmm.
This should be the open it up for Fields game. Just let him sling it around. You can't run the ball right now. You can't run the ball. You've got one healthy running back that belongs on an NFL roster. And when the other guys are healthy, he might be your third best running back. Your line is having trouble gelling and opening up holes. Let him throw it. And if he stinks... He stinks, but figure it out. See a little bit more Colts Fields.
Yep.
See a little bit more second half Chargers Fields. Let him go. Let it rip. What did they say about Russ? Let Russ cook?
Yes.
Let Fields cook. All right, we'll talk about the defense coming up next. Are there issues scheme related? Are they communication related? Are they injury related? All the above. We'll talk about that. The Jets also a tire fire. We'll get into that organization when we come back. Mike Tomlin yesterday in his news conference was talking about some of the miscommunications they had on defense. And one guy in particular, pains me to say, really doesn't seem to know his head from a hole in the ground or butt from whatever the saying is. Maybe I don't know. And it's Beanie Bishop, who got targeted 8 times, gave up 6 catches for over 90 yards, a quarterback rating of 111 against. And oh yeah, by the by, committed 2 penalties, including a game-changing one. Doug, do you think the Steelers have issues with their scheme? Or is this guys just simply not knowing where they're supposed to be?
Well, you look at it, you have a undrafted rookie. And if you're going to rely on an undrafted rookie, you're going to have some peaks, but you're going to have some big valleys. And the valleys are right now showing up. And this just cements the fact of what I've been screaming since last draft. The secondary, who's your third corner? Now, obviously, the suspension's going to end, 2 more games?
Where are we at? 3.
Yeah, 3 more games. And you hope, so you sacrificed 8 games to find out about Beanie Bishop. All right, you got your answer. So, to answer your question, I think it's a lot to do with the player. and a lot to do with the situation the coaching staff put him in.
What could, how can creative can they get an outside backer? I mean, they're depleted. And I mean, TJ Watt, I mean, you know, he takes his blows every once in a while on the sidelines. I mean, it was a couple times where they showed him on the sidelines huffing and puffing, wasn't in the game on crucial moments. And I mean, I'm not, that's not to like slight TJ. I mean, he's literally one of the best players in the league, but he's going to need something on the other side. I mean, how could you even manufacture what you got?
That's what you start. Now it's on Tomlin and Terrell. Let's start manufacturing pressures. You're going, you're going to have to start blitzing and be creative with your blitzing. You have to go back to that Dick LeBeau scheme where you just don't know where it's coming from, and you have to make the quarterback make a decision before the snap. Like, oh, I'm going to go here. And then that's where they can make mistakes. And this is where now you're depleted with the Jimmys and Joes. Now your X's and O's have to take over.
Should we feel good about that? I mean, I look at what Flores is doing in Minnesota. I mean, every week. I mean, you talk about exotic, and you talk about blitzing and blitzing and blitzing. It just wears you down from a communication standpoint, and it makes it tough on the quarterback. I like the idea.
But here's where, to go deeper, I struggle with, oh, our communication isn't good. The unit, besides what, maybe two or three pieces, has been there. And this is week five. You shouldn't have these communication issues unless you threw in something totally new. Then that's on you, Coach. That's when you say, we own it. We tried to do something that we hadn't practiced maybe since St. Vincent, and we threw it in, and that's when the coaching staff steps up and says it's on us. But if it's the same stuff they've been doing forever in communication, there's an old saying in football, you're either coaching it or allowing it. That's what I'd ask Coach Tomlin. This communication issue, are you coaching it? Or not coaching the communication, or just allowing these guys to go through practice and not get things right?
27 points given up against Indy, 450 yards given up against Dallas. That defense needs to be a whole lot better. How about this programming note? Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers going on Pat McAfee at 12:15 today.
Oh, yeah.
Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. This whole thing's fascinating. I want Doug's perspective on it when we come back on the tire fire that is the New York Football Jets. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Steelers are going to be taking on the New York Rodgers in a couple of weeks. Robert Saleh out. Defensive coordinator will now be the interim guy, and Doug, you were kind of talking us through what that looks like. A lot more stress, a lot more non-football-related things you got to be doing. Now, I don't need you to give us all the nuts and bolts on the Rex Ryan deal from back in the day, but that can't be easy making a decision in season and then having everyone kind of bump up a level.
No, it's not, and it really puts a lot of stress on everybody because, one, you're down a man. I mean, obviously, coaching staffs have ballooned lately, but you're still down a man, and someone's going to have to pick up that slack. And then whoever gets elevated has to be able to time management, because normally if a coordinator gets bumped up, coordinators, it's all ball. That's all you. Once in a while, you'll meet with the coach or you'll meet with the trainer to say who's in and who's out. That's a 15, 20-minute meeting. You go back to all ball. Now, as a head coach, your day flips. It's a little bit, maybe 2-3 hours of ball, and the rest is everything that comes around with being a head coach, talking to the media, talking to the GM, talking to the strength or the performance staff, talking to the trainers, talking to the owner. All that eats up a lot of time in your day that you can't be focused on ball. And especially a guy that's trying to make that transition from a D coordinator to head coach and then still call the plays. That's a tall task. He can tell his family he'll see him at the end of the year.
How much do you really think Aaron Rodgers had a hand in all this?
We know Aaron Rodgers. It's all about Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron Rodgers was the main chef in there, throwing all the ingredients, stirring it up, and he took a bite and says, "Nah, I don't really like the way it tastes. Let's throw this out. Let's start over." It's definitely Aaron Rodgers. If the reports are true that Saleh wanted to fire Nathaniel Hackett and he gets fired, again, you lay with dogs, you're going to get fleas.
I think Saleh's a good defensive coach, and we've talked about him in the past. If he was really going to try to fire Hackett, that's really dumb. Unless he wanted to get fired. Like, how do you not see where that leads?
Yeah.
I'm going to fire this guy. Well, no, you're not.
Well, here to me is the decision that preempted that I think is the bigger mistake, is hiring Nathaniel in the first place. And the biggest issue a lot of coaches have is when they're building their staffs, they hire the guys they know the best, not the best people for the job.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew Nathaniel Hackett. They grew up in the business together. I'm going to hire this guy. He wasn't qualified. And he's the one that got you fired.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Aaron Rodgers, too.
I think about...
I cannot wait, and I've told you guys this before, can't wait when Aaron's done for them to do a documentary and exposé on how he not only manipulated the media, but manipulated organizations to be all about him. It's all about Aaron. This is fascinating. They're going to do studies on this guy. They're going to have courses on him.
One of the funniest things I've ever seen in sports was when Aaron Rodgers was going off about the Packers organization at a podium with all the Packers logos in the background before training camp a couple of years mm-hmm. ago. Like, just he's on Packers property.
Yes.
With Packers messaging, with their sponsors behind him, ripping the organization to shreds. They haven't got me enough skill position talent. And I look at this situation, I look at what's going on in Cleveland. And in Cleveland, I think Kevin Stefanski is a good guy and a smart coach, and I do think he wants to play the different quarterback. He's not allowed. The owner's got all the power. Well, same thing in New York, but the owner has ceded a lot of this power mm-hmm. to Aaron Rodgers. Both franchises have gone through their lumps. Not great franchises. And you can see why that it keeps happening. And I'm not saying that the Steelers have everything figured out. Clearly, they don't. But the continuity element makes a ton more sense than, I think the Jets have had 19 coaches in the time the Steelers have had 3.
Wow.
Including one guy quit with a napkin.
Yeah.
The franchises that have always sucked, you see why they continue to mm-hmm. suck.
And I'll tell you this, and you hit it right on the head, because when you start hiring coaches and GMs to say, all right, you set the philosophy and the mantra for the organization and what our identity, if you hire wrong, then whoever you bring in again, you have to reboot everything. But if the ownership sets the identity and everything, then if you make a bad hire, you can just hire someone else, but the structure and the foundation's in place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're seeing with organizations like the Jets and the Browns, because they have ownership that didn't grow up in football, and like the Rooneys, and right, wrong, or indifferent, they have an identity, and it's one more than they lost. Now, has it evolved to where right. football is today? We're seeing maybe not, but it's still winning football. So if you do make that change, you still have that foundation. But again, in these other organizations, you don't have that foundation. You're going to have that hamster wheel where you're just always running.
Things seem good in Carolina, too.
Yes.
Really a tight-run ship over there. All right, that's going to do it for us. We're handing things off to Joe Starkey. Really fun show. Mm-hmm. We'll do it again tomorrow. Pat Bostic going to be in for a couple hours. Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Callis. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high is 64. Go Pens.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.